Father's Day is this Sunday, and this year, give your dad the card he'll never forget. Hallmark has teamed with 23andMe for a new collection of very special cards. Like this one. Happy Father's Day from your son. I got 23andMe done. I hope you're not sad, but you're not my real dad. The new Father's Day collection is available now because nothing says love like Hallmark and a biotechnology DNA company.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Sminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
You know what today is?
Hey, this drink is delicious.
Anybody up for iced tea? I'm gonna make some tea.
Today is National Iced Tea Day.
Will you make me some iced tea?
Sweetened or unsweetened, lemon or no lemon.
Iced tea.
Iced tea be great.
Well, it's a sweet or maybe even an unsweetened celebration.
Iced tea.
Iced tea.
Drinking iced tea.
Y'all ready?
It's tea time.
Yes, sir. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How's that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will, and then...
What a delicious task that is, yes.
And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello! Yeah.
She will. You can get our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will.
Hello!
You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can search it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to our podcast. And if that isn't enough for you, see, we take the live show, and we record each one of those segments. And then we take each one of those segments, and we repack them into a full-length podcast that day. And then you can go back in time every single... Or you can listen at your leisure. You don't have to be awake between 8-ish and 11-ish. Or if you have something else to do, you can go back and you can listen to the show later once the podcast drops around noon. And if that isn't enough for you, we also do a video simulcast of the show, and that is on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, and that's good for all of our social media at the Mike Show VA for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, even the MySpace. We're on MySpace. Tom's our only friend, because we don't know how it works, but we got it. At the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. All right, coming up on today's program, it's Tuesday, and that means Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She's bringing Nat Marshall. Nat is going to be joining us talking about Lacey, which has some upcoming things this summer, and is just a fantastic organization that gets kids moving in the right direction. So we'll talk with both of them a little bit later in the program. Also, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. Would you like some time to yourself? I Well, the girls have been down at the beach. And no, that doesn't mean party time for Mike. I have been convalescing because I've got this thing, and it's a little bit of a medical issue. It's painful as heck. I don't like it, and so I've been quarantining for the better part of the end of last week and over the weekend, and I should be fine by Friday. But the girls have been away. They've been down at the beach, and I have had a lot more free time. But only because by the time I'm done doing the show, I am pretty much work. I'm worn out. I really am. I am just worn out. I never ever take naps, and I'll emphasize that with sound. I never ever take naps, and I have been napping every single day. And you would think that that would be glorious, right? It's just, it's tedious. It's tedious. When you're ill, it is just tedious. It's something you're doing because you can't do anything else, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I would have liked to have been at the beach. Or maybe at the pool over this weekend, and especially, I mean, it's fine if the girls are going to take a girls' beach trip. That's totally fine. I would have been party time. I would have been hitting the pool by myself, and I would have been maybe going out, having a soda pop or two. But that is not the case. So we're going to talk about free time. And how much free time people actually have, how much free time people actually want, and how much you'd pay for some free time, plus our top list, top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so that you can get some free time. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It's Father's Day weekend, and here comes Dad, driving up in his Galaxy 500. He wants a dry gin martini in his hand the second he walks in the door. Even though he's a couple of hours late, because he had an important business meeting with his secretary at the Boom Boom Room. Dad's in an extra good mood and gives Mom a pat on the ass. Here comes his son, Skippy. He made a Father's Day gift in art class and gives Dad a ceramic ashtray. Uh-oh. Mom saw the lipstick stain on Dad's work shirt. Looks like Dad is going to be spending Father's Day weekend on the couch.
Yeah, at least he'll get some alone time. It's The Mike Show, Tuesday edition. That's what we're going to talk about here. Everybody has stuff they want to do in their free time, but not everybody has the free time to do it in. According to a new report, the average American only gets about 9.5 hours to themselves every month. I said every month, which is not a lot. That's 570 minutes, but it breaks down to about 2 hours, 20 minutes per week, or just 20 minutes a day. The most common things that get in our way are family obligations, work commitments, financial constraints, social obligations, and guilt. The most common things, I said that, and people would be willing to cough up some major cash for a full day of peace and quiet. The average American would pay $2,521 for a totally free day. And parents would be willing to pay $1,147 more, or a total of $3,668. That's how desperate parents are to taste some freedom. Now, the report also says people would be willing to pay an average of $340 for just one extra hour of sleep. Now, that's kind of ridiculous. Overall, 53% in this survey. Who did this survey? Talker Research? 53% of people say they need more alone time than they're currently getting. And nearly 38% admit to lying to a partner, friends, or family to get some time to themselves. Their excuses are, hey, I'm not feeling well. I did not do that. That was this is excruciating. It feels like I've got a wasp's nest in my underarm, okay? And they're stinging. It's not fun. This is not fun. Take two. Their excuses are, I'm not feeling well. I have a lot of work to do. I have a headache. I have an appointment. And, oh, shoot, my phone is about to die. I can't talk right now. So with that, we've created our top list. The average American gets only 20 minutes to themselves each day, as I mentioned. Don't be like the average American. The next time you find yourself around people and just need some free time, take anything from today's list and try that. It's our top list today, top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. All right, here we go, number one. Do we want to do this? they're all decent. All right, here we go. Number one, top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. Hey, I need someone to help me move. Does this look infected? top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. I swear to God, and I'm not going to show you on camera. It's gross. Check out this video of my kid's violin recital. Top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. Can I talk to you about the role Jesus Christ plays in my life? Top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. Here are my thoughts on crypto. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. Top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. Well, according to Joe Rogan, top things. It's our top list today. This is a really long top things thing. Top things you can say that are guaranteed to make everyone scatter so you can enjoy some alone time. Ukulele time. And hi, I'm JD Vance. Hi there. The Mike Show. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by this will make people come to you, not scatter. This is Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above. From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Mark Maron is ending his popular WTF podcast. Over a 16-year period, he's interviewed hundreds of hilarious comedians. And also Carrot Top. A message in a bottle from Hawaii arrived in Florida 8 years later. It wasn't through the water. It was another routine delivery from the USPS. And Disney is laying off hundreds of employees in its TV and film divisions. Snow White was ordered to cut five of the dwarves. And you just know it doesn't look good for Grumpy. This is not headline news.
No, it isn't. It is the Mike Show, however, and really happy that you could join us. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 2 up Main Street and up Rivermont and up your asphalt driveway. All right. Let's see. What do we got? Speaking of navigating up things, cell phones have made it so that nobody remembers phone numbers anymore. I have no clue. I have no clue what Tab's phone number is. I used to know what it was just right off the top of my head. I have no clue. I know what my number is, but I was put on the spot recently, and I had to enter in the last 4 digits of my cell phone number, and I went, huh. And so I had to start from the beginning. I went, okay, 434. And then I could do it. I remember my phone number from my mom's house, my mom and dad's house, where I grew up. I remember that phone number. I don't know if I remember my first phone number that I got for my first house. I don't remember that one, but I do remember my mom and dad's phone number. No. Sadly, I do not remember my grandma and grandpa's number. I used to remember that one was locked in too, along with my mom and dad's. But anyway, so that's what cell phones have done to us for phone numbers. And now GPS has made it so that we're useless without maps, without the GPS maps. There's a new poll out there on navigation skills, and only 16% of people are confident that they are excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS directions. 37% of people say they'd be good. 27% say they're just fair at navigating on their own. 10% admit they're poor. 7% say they're terrible without the GPS. Now, I used to live in Tidewater, the Hampton Roads area, and it's a thing, right, because they're always working on the roads. And I was fairly confident that I was excellent at being able to navigate without turn-by-turn direction once we hit, like, Newport News. And was I correct? No, I was not correct, because they're constantly working on the roads, and they've added more roads, and they've moved things around. And at one point I just threw my hands up and I'm like, all right, that's it. Just turn on the GPS. GPS is most helpful when you're driving in areas you're not familiar with. But even though 87% of people say they know their own community really well, 14% always or usually leave their GPS on anyway. I don't hear. I mean, unless I'm looking for a specific address and I've never been there before, like I have a business meeting or something, or we have a remote somewhere and I'm not exactly 100% sure on the address or on the location. Here are a few other stats from the survey. Do we want to do this from the bottom up? It doesn't really matter. Yeah, let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. 28% say they don't have a very good mental map of their environment, so they need it. 45% say they don't remember routes very well if riding as a passenger in a car. It's amazing how much of a difference it actually makes when you drive it, when you're, you know, in control of the wheel. 51% say they don't enjoy giving directions. 59% say they enjoy reading maps. 61% say they're very good at giving directions. 63% say they can usually remember a new route after having traveled it once. 68% would say their sense of direction is very, very good. And then 72% of people claim they're very good at reading physical or digital maps. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smarter with five random facts. You're going to learn something. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Weird Al Yankovic has one top 10 single, and sadly it isn't Amish Paradise, which peaked at number 53, by the way. It's White and Nerdy, which climbed to number 9 in 2006. It parodies the song Ridin' by Chamillionaire and Crazy Bone. Weird Al's next highest charting song was Eat It, which got to number 12 in 1984. Number 2, elephants grow 6 different sets of teeth in their lives. Once the 6th one falls out, they die of starvation. Yikes. Number 3. Diet Pepsi isn't vegan. But Pepsi won't say what animal ingredient it uses to keep it from being vegan, because that's, quote, commercially sensitive information.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number 4. For almost 60 years, the Beatles were the only artists that ever had 5 songs in the top 5 spots on the Billboard chart simultaneously. On April 4, 1964, the top 5 were Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please, Please Me. Let's get some music in here. There we go. But thanks to the chart changes and streaming, it's now happened four times in the last 4 years. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Taylor Swift, twice. Top fives. And then number five, America had laws against animal abuse before there were laws against child abuse. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio. 4. 3. 4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Each and every Tuesday, she brings us guests. And, well, hi, Megan. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we're going to do a remote version of this today. Each and every Tuesday, you bring us a guest, and today's no exception. Who'd you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted that we have Nat Marshall with us with LACI, the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, and he's going to tell us about the summer day of play that's coming up.
All right. Well, Nat, welcome to the program again. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time today. Can you tell us about the organization LACI, which is the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative?
Yeah, thank you very much. So again, Megan, thank you for this opportunity as well. LACI, Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, has been around for about 5 years. It all was originally, the concept itself was thought of by Dr. Todd Olson with the University of Lynchburg. And it felt like he was taking some of his soccer students over to Africa to do some goodwill. And during the COVID period, he felt like, one, they couldn't travel, and two, goodwill was necessary right here in the area. So we had this concept and idea, thoughts where we could reach young people through sports. And over the course of the last 5 years, we've done a variety of different things. One, the biggest one being the summer play day, where we have the entire campus of the University of Lynchburg. We invite young people to come and learn a little bit about a variety of different sports. And then perhaps have some other information that's provided to them. So we try to do this in a very unique way, where we have volunteers come from many, many aspects, many different groups that we have gotten involved with our organization. And just there spending a day from 9 a.m. to about 3 p.m., having a good time playing basketball, soccer, and football. And then having lunch there on campus and just really having a great day where we're just connecting with young people. Last year, we had the opportunity to even bring some of the Heritage and EC Glass football players. So it's sort of an age group where you have the very young, you have the high schoolers who are now volunteering and helping, and then sort of a bunch of adults. We hope to have anywhere between 150 and 200 students. We'll have close to that number of volunteers. You know, I think anywhere from 70 to 80 volunteers will be participating in this. So it's a great day with a lot of different groups coming to support our young people. And it's great when you see 3 and 4 and 5 different ones who are coming back from year to year who participated and enjoyed the program.
Well, this sounds just wonderful. Really, really cool. How long has Lacey been in existence?
Yeah, so this is our 5th year for the annual fun day. And this was one of our biggest initial programs when we got started. So we started meeting in that February, March, April timeframe just before this very first event, and it sort of has grown from there. We have a wide variety of folks who are participating from everything from, my company BWXT is very supportive, Freedom First, Bank of the James, a number of organizations who have stepped up, the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, just a number, Lynchburg Parks and Rec. We've got some great connections, University of Lynchburg, that are coming together. A lot of the sororities, AKAs, the Lynx, the Revelers. There's a number of different groups who've come to find that this is a great opportunity to give back to the community. And so, 5 years.
This is wonderful. Now, I understand also that enables kids to play sports. One of the biggest barriers is sports are expensive. Right. If you're a parent, I don't care, from what walk of life you are, sports is just expensive. Extracurricular activities are expensive, but they are very, very important and needed for our kids. And right. And Lacey actually will donate sports items to the kids.
Yeah, we're trying, we are trying to be just creative and thinking outside the box. What is it that prevents young people from being the very best that they can be, And so travel ball can be very expensive. So what can we do about that? We have funds available for participation in that. We brought in for the last couple of years a large basketball tournament with some very low costs associated with it in regards to participating. Those who have young people and are involved with travel ball know that it's not uncommon to cost $200, $300, $400, $500 a weekend by the time you go and travel to Roanoke or Richmond or the Tidewater area or North Carolina or South Carolina, and food and hotels and all that. It can be very expensive, even for those who may have the funds to do it. So we're trying to do and think outside the box. Our sports locker provides all kinds of equipment, shoes, mitts, gloves, anything for the most part that it has been donated to us that's available. And we say, hey, we don't want someone not participating in a sport simply because they can't afford a pair of cleats or a glove or things of that nature. And the community has been really great. We have it really stocked. The parks, Parkview Missionary has provided us a space over in the plaza area. So, it's one of those great things where sometimes you just have to ask and know who to ask, and, and things just sort of come at you. We've done very well just simply being in a position to ask somebody, can we do this or can we do that? So hopefully we are affecting young people in a really great way.
Now, do you need more donations? Do you need more donations of items? Do you need volunteers?
Of course, the answer is absolutely yes. So certainly I don't think any nonprofit would say, no, we've got plenty. Certainly we could use more volunteers, especially on June 21st for our fun day. We, as I said, we can anticipate having a need for about 60 or 70 volunteers. And it can be as simple. We got a group who will be acting as security officers or just folks to make sure that the kids stay where they need to stay, that, answer questions of folks who bringing kids up with where they want to go. We have registration where we're simply, when you're having 200 kids coming at one moment. So that can be a mass chaos if we don't have a number of folks who are available to, one, register them, get them the T-shirts and the things they necessary and put them in the right group. And then we have team leaders who will take teams of 10 or 15 and act as their chaperone slash captain, where they'll make sure they get to the right place at the right time, and make sure that, you know, if they have to go to the bathroom or water, they're done, it's done so in a very safe and orderly manner. So all those things, over the course of years, we're learning, you know, as we go along. Yeah. You know, we've changed, you know, what we did 4 or 5 years ago is slightly different now. But the biggest thing is to give the kids the opportunity, but do it in a very safe and orderly manner so that they feel good about it, you know. And, you know, you learn a lot. You know, one of the things we learned from our first session was that we initially thought we wanted to have food trucks there. Food trucks just didn't see it as a benefit to them, so we weren't able to convince anyone. And we just happened to say, all right, let's go into the cafeteria. And, you know, now we're finding out that the cafeteria and the food there and the kids going through a college facility is, for some, the very best experience of the day.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Do kids need to register?
Yeah, we would like them to register. And go to our website, www.laysi.org, and register there. I mean, and that's simply because we, you know, if we have 150 or 200, then we can handle it. If suddenly now there's a huge increase and then we have 300 or 400, then that we need to know and prepare for that. So that's, yeah, registration would be great. If for what we don't want to have anything as a stumbling block. If a individual or a family or a parent or a kid can't register, they can show up. But, you know, it's, like I said, if 200 show up unbeknownst to us, then, yeah, that's going to create a little bit of a scheduling issue.
Well, we'll link that up on this broadcast on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. And you can learn more, obviously, if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, type in Lacey, and you'll find the information. And again, we'll link up that link on this broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. I will say about Lacey, this, you know, people look at it like that's a strange name. And we like the response when somebody says, you know, yeah, I'm with Lacey. You know, and, you know, the play on the word lazy versus Lacey is intentional, you know, because it's gonna, you're gonna stop when you hear somebody saying I'm a lazy person, you know. So and also the little I is intentional as well, you know, as they always say, there's no big I in team. So
yeah,
there you have it.
Well, Megan.
Yes.
Hi. Do you have your AC on, right?
Is it loud?
No. I wanted to make sure that you weren't baking in there.
Oh no, it's quite nice out here in the car. I don't know if you could hear my connection.
No,
I have unstable connection sometimes in my office, so I came to the car. It's a mobile interview.
Yeah, it really is. Did you have any additional questions or anything for Nat?
No, I just want to say that it's a beautiful picture of collaboration and really espouses everything that Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg community stands for. So we're grateful to be, you know, able to spread the word about this and certainly try to encourage volunteers to come out. And it's not a nonprofit specifically, right? It's a bunch of different nonprofits coming together and for profits coming together in a really beautiful way to serve our kids. And so we will tell this story in our Thursday newsletter that's going out, and we'll certainly reach out to some of our groups of volunteers that contact us about, you know, bringing corporate people or colleges or universities or things like that that are here for the summer to come out. So we want to help assist in any way we can and follow along closely with what Lacey is doing, because it's such an innovative solution and espouses collaboration in such a great way.
Absolutely. I could not have said that better myself.
And me either. Thank you.
It's so cool. And it's also, you know, Share is in its fifth year. October is our fifth year anniversary. And there are a few beautiful things that have come out of COVID, right? I always say Share is a really positive thing, as is Lacey. I mean, it's wonderful how innovative we have to get in times of need and crisis. And it causes us to lean in on each other more. So Share and Lacey are both, we're both birthed out of the COVID pandemic. And so kind of feel a kinship to the program, I guess.
Hey, so Mike, one of the things that I would like to say is that to show that collaboration, the Lynchburg City Schools or the elementary schools have had over the course of the last bunch of years, I guess, field days. And because it provides an opportunity for us to reach out and touch the young people. Lazy has for the last 2 years supported a couple of field days with about 7 different schools. And okay. The one aspect that really shows collaboration was that we were able to provide about 50 grab bags for each of the schools that we were able to contact in regards to the elementary. And those grab bags had tickets to the Hillcats, who have been very supportive of us. They had Jolly Rancher candies, some swag from different companies in the area, and this promotional information about many of the camps that are going on throughout the summer. So all that was provided to us, and you know, we like to thank the AKAs and the Link organizations for helping us pack those bags. But each bag, the accumulated cost, in my estimate, is that those bags to get to all the schools, we had about 600 bags that were prepared, about $10,000 worth of grab bags and information in that we were able to provide to the school systems. And that just shows the great collaboration that's out there in our community.
Absolutely. It is wonderful. And you can obviously learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. There are 189 organizations at this point?
That's right.
189 organizations that are on the Share platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization, and if you want to get the word out, if you want to find volunteers, that is the platform to do it. And it's absolutely positively free. Just reach out to Megan Huffman at Share Greater Lynchburg, and she'll get you squared away. And that's part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. What's going on with the foundation, Megan?
Yeah, this is a really big week for us. Today is our summer board meeting, where all of our spring grants will be voted on by our board of directors, as well as the $100,000 Century Fund. So committees have been hard at work all spring identifying, where that Century Fund was going to go. It's a very competitive process, and that will be voted tonight and announced in the next few days, as well as close to $1 million in spring grant funding for our competitive grants. You know, we've just wrapped up our scholarship season, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars going out to students from all over the Greater Lynchburg region. And so that's only made possible through the generosity of local individuals who start funds that create grants and scholarships for our students. It's very accessible. It can be done over multiple years. It can be done in memory and honor of someone. And we're really grateful to be the home for, 300 plus funds that make all this possible, as well as donors that give generally to the foundation. So we have an awesome board and wonderful committee members that work hard and are diligent about making these decisions. On the Share Greater Lynchburg front, we have a lunch and learn tomorrow. We still have a few openings if anybody would like to jump in. We're going to be visiting both the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and the Boys and Girls Club because they're adjacent to one another, one block apart. So we're going to tour both and have lunch provided by Freedom First Credit Union. That's noon tomorrow. And you can just go to our website to find more information. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see that there's a registration link there, as well as on social media. And then on Thursday, we have our executive director series on housing. So we invite executive directors and leaders of organizations to come together to talk about topical areas. So we've done a childcare 0 to 5, and now we're going to talk about housing on Thursday. That's just a deeper dive on data and collaboration going on in our community. So it's a heavy event week for the foundation and for Share, and we couldn't be more delighted about all the different neighbors that we're engaging this week.
Yes, it's wonderful. And again, if you visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for all the information, if you want to learn more about our area's nonprofits, if you want volunteer opportunities, if you want to attend any of these events that Megan just mentioned, and even shopping for these organizations, you can purchase something right on the Share platform, and it'll be delivered directly to that nonprofit organization. It's just a wonderful, wonderful platform, and is absolutely positively free. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Mike, thank you. Megan, thank you. Appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we will link everything up on this broadcast. All the links to find Share, all the links to find these events that we've talked about, that'll all be there on the broadcast. Guys, again, thank you. Coming up.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. We have your audio vault. It sounds, and we will place them lovingly in your ear holes. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the New York Times did a story on how rich people are now doing fine water tastings. I said fine water tastings. Yeah. No, I didn't say wine. Yeah, they're treating water like fine wine. It tastes different depending on the mix of minerals, and some types go for thousands of dollars a bottle. Here's Michael Mashey of the Fine Water Society talking about the fine water trend.
I started Fine Waters 20 years ago, and for the next 10 years, no journalist talked to me because it was just a crazy idea. Water is just water. What are you talking about? And over the last 10 years, we see a significant change, and over the last years, especially after the pandemic, when people suddenly paid a little bit more attention, it's exploding.
Yeah, and there it is.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. All right. Let's go to this. How do you pronounce her name? It's Amanda.
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried. All right. She thinks Paramount owes her money for Mean Girls merch, which she doesn't get a cut of. Here she is talking about it during an interview with Adam Brody.
Have you rewatched Mean Girls?
No, I haven't. It's on often enough, though. And you know what? I love it. I really love seeing my face on people's T-shirts.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm a little resentful because Paramount still owes me some money.
Oh, yeah.
But I...
For the T-shirts? Or for the...
The likeness of, like, every store sells Mean Girls T-shirts with our faces on photographs, and I'm like, is because I was 17 and dumb, or is it just that, like, you know what I mean? But I love it.
Okay,
I'm rich. You're not.
No. So that happened with Elf. Have you noticed that on a lot of the Elf merchandise, there's no face? It's just green. And that's so that he doesn't get a cut of the merch. I mean, I'm sure he gets a cut of a lot, but still, you know. Anyway, the owner of the Breaking Bad house just went viral. She's yelling at fans, and and even spraying them with a hose. She put the house on the market in January for $4 million. Here she is yelling at people and spraying them for taking pictures of her house.
Like me, because I'm not a Jack Mormon.
Yeah, get him, Joanne. Get him, Joanne.
Have you seen anything else but Breaking Bad stuff since you've been here? You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripod, no nothing. Just quick snap. One picture, then you go.
Okay. This actually sounds interesting. I'm not a big fan of Pete Davidson, but a new trailer just dropped for a brand new movie starring Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson. It's a heist comedy called The Pickup. Here's some of the trailer.
This is my 25th wedding anniversary. If I miss dinner with my wife tonight, I will be shot.
Don't do anything stupid.
Whatever gets you home to your wife in time for your special day.
Happy anniversary.
Do
were supposed to retire.
I'm moving on to a new career.
You're pivoting this late?
Well, how old do you think I am?
Well, you're black, so you look 40, but you could be up to 90.
Pull over and you won't get hurt.
We're gonna die.
Calm down. Remember your training.
Put your hands up!
I took a 15-hour online course. What training?
Who was they?
Change of plans. You two are gonna help me steal $60 million from the casino. Because if you don't, your wife's dead.
Okay. Actually sounds pretty good. We go into comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Bill Hicks looking back on summer vacation car rides.
Oh, boy. Remember summer vacations with your folks? Did anybody get the concept behind that? We did not get along together in a 5-bedroom house. Dad's idea was to put all of us in a car and drive through the desert in the hottest time of the year. Good call, Dad. Let's confront our tensions. Remember that? Stressful. They weren't fun. You weren't vacating. It wasn't leisure. We're going to get up at 2 a.m. I won't be on the road by 2:05. We don't have time to stop at restrooms. We're passing Dixie cups around the car. We're going to drive for 14-hour stretches in no direction whatsoever. The sun will always be shining through your window, Bill. Figure that out. I have seen the sun take turns with our car before to beam through my window. I'm in the back seat like an ant under a magnifying glass. Dad, turn the air conditioning on, please. Nope, it eats up gas. Then, Dad, you take my college money and you turn that damn AC on, buddy.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously, give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we've got
Amanda Seyfried.
No, we don't. Coming up, we got stupid criminals. We're going to get stupider for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Coba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Coba Pult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. All right, a 21-year-old man got arrested in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday after he called 911 and said a stripper wouldn't have sex with him. It happened at a place called Oz Gentlemen's Club.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, you should.
Bieber.
That's what he
Thank
said.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed. Yeah.
Let me help you with that.
He's originally from Saudi Arabia, which doesn't have strip clubs, so he probably wasn't familiar with how they do things. He told 911 that he requested sex from a staff member and gave them $300. But then they took him to a private room and they did not sex him up. $300 is the price of their 30-minute VIP champagne room package. I don't know what goes on in there. He was still on the phone when police got there. They said he smelled like booze and was slurring his words. It turns out he had just turned 21 last week. They arrested him for misusing 911 and released him on the same day for $500 bail. And then there's this. A teenaged baseball player in New Mexico who urinated in a jug of water. And 13 people drank out of it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Good Lord. He had the charges dropped. Here's Chief Deputy DA Jessica Martinez of the Sandoval County District Attorney's Office explaining why it's not a crime.
In New Mexico, battery consists of the unlawful touching of another person in a rude and insolent manner. So in this case, we don't have any touching of another person. New Mexico doesn't have a statute that makes it criminal for someone to mess with someone else's food or pee in a water bottle. While the act is gross and not right, it's not a crime in New Mexico.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
No, peeing in the water bottle and then people 13 people drank it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Oh my Lord. All right. It's not a crime, I guess. Let's go pee it up in where's that? New Mexico? There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there's so much stupidity. Two cows in Canada tied the knot on Friday. The owners of a miniature Highland cow didn't want her to be lonely and went looking for a mate, so it was an arranged marriage. Here is some of the ceremony, plus attendees talking about the marriage.
Muriel, you know, came to the farm, and then we needed to get her a friend, and then we needed to get her a future boyfriend, and we went on a search for Rhett to find the most beautiful, handsome boy for her. And we kept having guests saying to Lexi and I, you really need to have a wedding for these cows.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not trample others' grass. Rhett, do you promise to nuzzle only Muriel? Share your hand, stand protectively beside her when strolled.
I'm hoping to catch the bouquet.
I don't know if I'd want to catch that bouquet, but there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.com. www.thebasiccost.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.